Thanksgiving is just 3 weeks from tomorrow. So let's talk about Brussels sprouts. That is what's on Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunt's mind. She is a Brussels sprouts lover. Not everybody is, Kathy, but
that
you
is
are
so
here
true.
To win over the hearts of the haters.
I am. And based on the cafeteria at Here and Now and all the various people that came through, there is no middle ground.
No.
You either love them or you hate them. Although I did get a convert today. They've had a bad rep for a long time.
Why?
Well, people that grew up eating them steamed, that's nasty for the most part, okay? I mean, the smell, they get mushy. The thing is that they have this incredible texture, and if you used a variety of different cooking methods other than steaming, you can really change people's minds about how delicious they are.
Or have these recipes. You have outdone yourself.
Oh,
do you think,
Robin,
Jeremy? I mean,
these
are amazing. Start with this escallop dish here.
Okay, well, I thought, I want to start with something mild and, dare I say, delicate. That's not a word that often comes to mind when you think about Brussels sprouts. So I very, very thinly sliced them. You could shave them on a mandolin if you had one, but the key is thin. And I sauteed them in some olive oil, and I added some chives and scallions. Then I took some beautiful fall scallops, you know, fatty.
By the way, I call them scallops, but just that's...
Yeah. What did I say?
It's a
problem. You do you.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy. I finally have permission. Okay. I sauteed the what?
Scallops.
Thank you. Until they're golden brown. Then I add a tiny bit of heavy cream to the sauteed Brussels sprouts. Plop those gorgeous sauteed scallops on top, and you have what I think would be a gorgeous first course for Thanksgiving or a Tuesday night dinner. I mean,
it's amazing.
15 minutes, sweet, and really it's a way to introduce Brussels sprouts where they don't feel heavy and dense.
Yeah, okay.
I have to say, this Caesar salad with Brussels sprouts is incredible.
So that is my version of a Caesar salad marrying a slaw. I shave them again.
A mixed marriage, yes.
Very thinly shaved Brussels sprouts. And they stay raw. And then what you do is you massage them with a bit of salt, which breaks them down and softens them. And then you make this very beautiful quick dressing in a blender with anchovies and egg yolk, lemon, oil, sort of a classic Caesar dressing. Mix it with shavings of Parmesan. You take a wide vegetable peeler and peel off a block of Parmesan.
Parmesan is always better.
Isn't it? Knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
I know. And then I made little croutons and I crisscross an anchovy on top, and it's pretty terrific.
Oh,
and it's raw, but after a while with the dressing and the salt, it's not, you don't get that stinging raw. I just wanted to tell you really quickly because I was blown away. It turns out that Brussels sprouts are named after Brussels in Belgium because it is said that that's where they were first widely cultivated in the 16th century.
That's why it's Brussels.
Exactly.
Sprouts,
and
it's always
capital B.
Okay, there you
because
go.
Because it's the name of the place.
Are they good for you,
oh,
though?
Oh, they're Brussels sprouts.
Brussels. Brussels.
Yeah.
Always the...
With the
plural...
You
can say scallops.
I've been spelling them wrong my whole life.
But you can't spell Brussels sprouts. Are they good for you, did you say? And the answer is absolutely... I have been cooking these for about a week, and I feel... Absolutely terrific. I mean, loaded. I'm serious. They're loaded with fiber, a lot of vitamin C and A, really low in calories. They also have omega-3 fatty acids, so you can't go wrong.
Okay, let's talk about this last dish here.
Okay, so you each have
a... very sweet, actually.
Well, Jeremy, yours are... So these are whole roasted Brussels sprouts. Right. If you want to convert somebody, roast a Brussels sprout.
And then... what do you put on this maple syrup?
Maple syrup never hurts. But Jeremy got bacon in his. Mm. So the maple syrup and the bacon, it's almost like candy. It gets sweet. Mm-hmm. But the thing about roasting is they get crispy on the outside, almost caramelized, but they remain soft inside. And this is a great way to turn somebody on to Brussels sprouts. A little maple syrup and some chopped up bacon will not send them flying. Love it.
Our intern, Kaliani, has never had a Brussels sprout, and I think this is where we start.
Well, I'm not so sure we're going to get to her. She said, I've lived my whole life without them. I don't know.
I'm changed now.
They're very good, and they're showing up on restaurant menus all over the place.
They have gone
now.
From being one of the most hated vegetables to the darling of the vegetable world.
Oh, okay.
I would go that far.
By the way, you have a big Brussels
I do. I brought a whole stock in because I wanted to show you
how they
grow.
It's like the size of a baseball
bat. It is. This is my baseball bat. And so it's this thick why did I just blank out on the name, stalk, and then all these beautiful Brussels sprouts. And if you see these in farmers markets, you should get them because they stay fresher much longer while they're on the stalk. And you just pinch them off as you use them.
Okay. We want to take the minute that we have, Kathy, to also, as Jeremy was saying, it is, you know, 3 weeks to Thanksgiving.
How is that possible?
I don't know. And these, any of these could be great dishes. You're doing something special for listeners who might be getting nervous about Thanksgiving already.
Yeah, I think people get super stressed about Thanksgiving, so I am here for you. Dr. Gunst is asking to send in your questions. What are you freaking out about? What's the big challenge for you? Do you need a new side dish? Do you need to figure out how to use only one oven for all these different dishes? What do you do with the uncle that's a Republican? What do you do with the aunt that's a super liberal? Lay it on
really,
us.
Really, you're going to go there? Okay.
Oh, just you wait.
Paging Dr. Gunst.
Yes.
You can do that at hereandnow.org. You can also send your questions on Twitter, Facebook, and you'll find the recipes we've been talking about at hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, thanks as always.
Thank you.